you think of Teddy?
Hey, who is that?
This is Mark Daniels.
Say it again?
It's Mark Daniels.
Oh, how's it going?
Good.
Teddy's he's going to be a great player, man. He showed some great things out there this past week. A lot of excitement behind him and what he brings to the table. And we're just looking to make strides with Teddy, and that's just the direction we're headed.
You called him great, Greg. I guess you play with Brett and Aaron, and I'm not asking you to compare Bridgewater to those guys, but did you get that sense right away about Bridgewater that there was something there to him?
Well, I don't want to prematurely put the crown on his head already, but he definitely has everything that it takes. I think the number one thing that I noticed right away out the gate was his poise, his demeanor within the huddle, in crucial situations, 2 minutes, those situations where you need your quarterback to be cool under pressure, and that's Teddy all day, every day.
Greg, I know you're not spending any time watching the Packers' offense, but when you see the numbers that Jordy is putting up, what do you think of that, and is it any surprise to you?
No, it's no surprise to me at all. I haven't watched their offense at all, but I saw a couple games back when he had like the 9 for 209 and had to shoot him a way to ball out text. But yeah, it's no surprise to me at all.
Hey Greg, I think during your time here, you were probably one of the most popular players on this team. I'm just wondering, you know, people who know stuff about wrestling tell me it's called a heel turn. When you look back on last year and all the things you said, are you in a different place now? Do you feel like maybe you wish you hadn't said some of that stuff? How do you kind of feel about where you are in terms of your new life with the Vikings and looking back on your old life with these guys?
I'm in a blessed place. Last year, we addressed that last year going into the second game. There's no sense in me going back to that. What was done was done. Like I said last year, there was things that I said that I should not have said, but they were said. I can't take them back. But obviously, looking back on it and self-reflecting, those were some things that I wish I had not said or done. But again, life is about adapting and showing resolve. And like you mentioned, I'm in a great place, great situation, great community, and wouldn't trade it for the world.
You know, Brett's obviously going to be coming back at some point. That was a very different situation. But is it important to you for Packers fans to like you again? Does that matter to you?
Honestly, it's important for fans to understand who I am and what I represent. And I don't think that, number one, I don't hate or dislike anybody. So I would hope, and my desire would be that no one hates or dislikes me, but that's just not the society we live in. But, I'm a faith guy, man. So I'm faith, family, and my career. So if I continue to humble myself and to show perfect love, man, it eliminates a lot of things, and that's all I can show is what in control. Obviously, is what I do. I can't control or concern myself with what others may say or think or feel. Everyone has a right to their own opinion.
No, not now that you're another year removed from all that. Do you care about the reaction that you get from fans on Thursday?
I don't. I can't concern myself with that. I was on that side when Brett came back, so I understand the reaction he got. So I don't expect anything to be anything better than that. I mean, it is what it is. I'm an opposition. I'm an opponent. I want to win.
Greg, I was watching Monday Night Football last night, and obviously Brady had a tough go. There's been some games where Aaron's had a tough time. I'm just wondering, as a wide receiver who's had a ton of production and success, do great quarterbacks need great players around them too? I mean, I don't know how you thought it worked with Brett and Aaron and you, but I'm pretty sure you would have been good with another quarterback and they would have been good with other receivers. But how much does it matter to have two guys on each end of the ball that are really good?
It matters. It makes a huge difference. A lot of people, you know, talk about team and just having pieces and having guys who just play their role, and that's great. But you need guys who play their role great. You just can't have a role player and just expect to have perfection every time you're out there or great success. You have to have guys who are capable of winning their one-on-one battles and being a great player. And so everyone needs someone else. That's the life we live. We help one another. We help one another grow. I mean, there's no one person that I ever have run into or encountered that has had success or had growth, and they did it solely by themselves. No one ever helped them or no one assisted them. So every person's success kind of piggybacks off someone else's assistance.
So how difficult is it when you don't really have that quarterback play for a year?
It's difficult. It's challenging. It's humbling. But at the same time, it allows you to reflect on the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Greg, do you think it's possible to put together a group in this league now like that 2011 group that you guys were all on the cover of SI? I mean, I look at that picture and think about how many good pass catchers there are and think with the salary cap and everything else, that's got to be a rare thing, don't you think?
Yeah, now with the salary cap, that's the key. It'll be hard to do that. I don't think it's impossible, but it's definitely going to be a challenge for any team to be able to accomplish that. I mean, you look at the guys who are on that picture and that cover. Those aren't role players. Each individual guy could have gone somewhere and literally been the guy. It'll be hard to do something like that, but that was a special group. That was a special team.
Greg, I think people around the country weren't really sure how the Vikings would come out of the Adrian Peterson thing and where you stand right now, 2-2, and you're competing. When you look back at that, is this what you thought could happen or would happen, or is it better than what you perhaps thought it would happen?
Well, you look, I mean, I've been through this before, even over there. 2010, we had a ton of injuries, big-time injuries, guys that, you know, fans or media probably thought that I don't think that they can do it because they don't have this piece or that piece, and we still came out on top. It's not about one player. You can't build a team around, well, with just one player. You can build it around a guy, but you better have some good building blocks and some good bricks around that guy. We expect nothing less but to come out and compete and to give ourselves the opportunity to win and the chance to win each and every Sunday and, in this case, Thursday night.
Hey, Greg, that being said, how different is your offense without Adrian?
I mean, we're trying to keep the same things going. Obviously, the impact that he makes with just him being on the field, that's a huge difference. That's something you can't replace. Just because of what he's done over his career and just the attention that he gets and the respect that he has of his opponents at the moment they see 28 on the field. So that's something that will take time if you can replace something like that, a presence like that. But collectively, I think we got a group of guys in that room that can get it done, that have gotten it done. We just have to come together as a unit and as a team to continue to get wins and stack the success.
Greg, what's this been like for you as his teammate and also as somebody that I think some of us have a pretty good idea of what kind of dad you are? What's this been like for you?
Honestly, It's been a little different, and not so much in a bad way, because I've said this before. You know, I've not been one. I'll speak on myself. I've never gone through life, or I haven't gone through life thus far without making a mistake. And you know, it's unfortunate because some mistakes are magnified. Some mistakes are looked as greater than others. But a mistake is a mistake, and it's always something. As long as we still continue to breathe, we have an opportunity to make things right, to get better, and that's what he has an opportunity to do. And you know, my only words of wisdom is to just continue to seek God, man. Because at the end of the day, all of this football is going to go away. Mistakes are going to be a part of our lives. None of us are going to be perfect. None of us are perfect. But if we continue to grow from the things that we have stumbled from, then that's what makes us a better person.
Well, I guess where do you think you guys are offensively? Well, you know, it's a new scheme, new quarterback, you know, new running backs. I guess where do you think you are through a month here?
I think we're in a good place. I think there's some things that we feel like we could do better, but I think every NFL offense or team, for that matter, across the league would say that. So there's always room for improvement.
Greg, I know you're not old by any means, but you are a guy that you could do TV if you wanted to. You've done your acting stuff. You could do community stuff. How much longer do you think you're going to do this?
Jason, you know me too well. You know what? I don't know, man. I have to just play it out. You know, I've been fortunate to have success both on the field, off the field, and you know better than most how I feel about family. So that pulls on me from day to day. But I'm gonna just embrace it and enjoy the run. And then walk away when that time comes.
Does any part of you still wish you were here now, looking back?
Honestly, to be honest, no. It doesn't, because I've seen, and it has really, and this is sincerity right here, it really has nothing to do with football. From a football standpoint, I would have loved to finish my career out in Green Bay. But from where I am spiritually, and where I am, where my family is, and the growth that we've had because of what we have around us educationally, and there were some great educational systems there as well. But this is just—it's a step up for us, and so we're just embracing it. We're excited to be here, and not just because of what football affords and presents, but because of everything else that comes with it.
Hey, Greg, just about Randall, what have you thought of the kind of receiver he's become, you know, over the last couple of years now in Green Bay?
Well, he's one of those guys that will always have a little special place in my little heart, because he's like a little brother, man. He has so much ability, so much potential. And he's such a smart kid. It's hard not to root for him. But I think he's done a great job. Obviously, we all want more opportunities. But what Jordy's been able to do, it's going to be hard for him to get the opportunities that he wants. But I think it reminds me of when Donald and I were there, and I was the young guy, and Donald was the older guy. The proven guy, the constant. He can piggyback off that and make a name for himself. He already has made a name for himself, but I think it'll say a lot about their relationship with what they're able to do together, both collectively, because they both are unselfish guys, both being Jordy and Randall.